Hey guys, and welcome to episode 4 of the Sailor Moon News Roundup podcast. So it's been a while since the last episode, so I'm very sorry about that. Kind of life got in the way, also real work as well. But hopefully now I can keep it up with a weekly, or in the worst case scenario, bi-weekly, so I can stay in touch, or keep in touch with the Sailor Moon Crystal anime, which is airing every 2 weeks. So speaking of Sailor Moon Crystal, I thought this would be a good chance to do a whole episode about the Sailor Moon anime. There's been a lot of new merchandise that's come out recently in the past few months or so, and really fantastic stuff. But I have pretty much most of it listed on moonkitty.net, and there's been nothing that's really kind of super, super mind-blowing, except, I guess, for the re-release of the original Sailor Moon anime, which is going to be re-released very, very soon in Blu-ray and DVD box set. Yeah, so for those who didn't know, the original anime has been purchased by Viz, and they have started releasing it subtitled, English subtitled, with the Japanese audio, online. So you can watch that now online on lots and lots of different places, on Hulu, on Amazon Video, on Xbox Video, PlayStation, everywhere, even on iTunes. So if you love the Japanese language version of the old 90s Sailor Moon anime, go check it out. The subtitles are very good quality. I'm very, very particular with my translations, as I think a lot of you could tell from reading my reviews of the recent English Sailor Moon manga. But the subtitles for this 90s re-release of the Sailor Moon anime is really, really good. They're really, really good. Very professional. So very good quality, and go check it out. And especially if you have access to Hulu and a few other streaming sites like that, you can watch it for free. And those who can't do that, you actually buy it for download on iTunes and things like that. So pretty, pretty exciting. They're going to be re-releasing the entire 5 seasons and the movies and the specials. So we will be getting Sailor Stars, but currently they're doing, I think, two episodes a week. So we're probably going to be getting Sailor Stars in about 2 years. So don't freak out yet. Still got a bit of a way to go. It's exciting that we're finally getting the entire series released in one kind of format by one company. I'm actually a big fan of the old English dub, but it kind of sucked that we had like 2 seasons by Deke, then 2 seasons by Cloverway, and the 5th season wasn't dubbed at all. It'll be good to have like kind of a uniform release for people who are watching it. And also, I think it'll be the first Blu-ray release of the series in general, worldwide. I'm not really sure if they're getting them to stay the digital masters from Toei, but I think that's what they're doing. Or they could just be upscaling them. It never got a HD release in Japan. It'll be like a first time for that, and we'll see how it goes. But the image quality looks pretty fantastic, and looks on par or superior than the Japanese release, which I have on DVD now. So stay tuned for more. Now, the really interesting stuff, because we have new Sailor Moon. So the first episode premiered of Sailor Moon Crystal two weeks ago. I've been pretty slack with this podcast, which I wanted to do the day after. Yeah, so 2 weeks ago, and basically we'll get an episode of Sailor Moon Crystal on the first and third Saturday of every month for the next year. And if it's a success, I guess it will continue on to for more episodes. Sailor Moon Crystal is available for free, online, region-free viewing on the Nico Nico Douga website. I have a link directly to the English language and the other language versions on moonkitty.net on the sidebar of every page on the site for easy access. Those people who have been going to the Japanese language site that might actually say that you can't watch the Japanese language webpage on Nico Nico because you're outside Japan. So, but don't worry, you can still watch it in Japanese with English subtitles and other language subtitles, like 12 other subtitles, on the international page on Nico Nico. It's actually a different URL from that one. So make sure you go through the link I've got on moonkitty.net, and also in the episode notes, I guess, for this podcast episode, I will include that information too. So what did I think? So it's been a long journey. It's been about 2 years since the Sailor Moon Crystal, the new anime, was announced. And I don't think it wasn't even called Crystal when it was announced. It was just new Sailor Moon anime. And we all assumed we'd be getting it within like 6 months or a year. And it took them 2 years. There's been a few delays. And it looks like, though it's not confirmed, that there'd been a lot of changes behind the scenes. It definitely looked like when it was originally announced that the original voices for Sailor Moon and Tuxedo Mask were going to reprise their roles. And but it seemed to be something's just happened, a little changes have happened, and now it's just Sailor Moon. Though I will admit, Tuxedo Mask was never 100% confirmed, though there was a lot of interviews with the voice actor saying that he was looking forward to reprising his role, and he's going to make sure that he will... He said he was worried about if he can still capture the youthful energy that he had the first time he recorded it. So it was definitely implied that he was going to return. But that changed. And I guess a few other things did too. I'm assuming the original plan was to have it on TV or something like that. But now they're just doing online only. And only Sailor Moon is reprising her role. and everyone else is new, which I'm actually kind of, I'm okay with, because I always thought the original, particularly the inners, I thought they sounded quite, old, in the original anime, and they were, like, voice actors back then in Japan, and I guess in the US too, were, quite older than voice actors now, who are more age equivalent with the roles they play. So you'll more get like teenagers or early 20-somethings playing characters now. We're in the 90s, like most of the voice actors were in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and are imitating younger characters. So it'll be interesting. I'm very curious to hear what the other characters sound like with their more youthful voices. Yeah, so when it was originally announced, they did the whole big PR thing saying, oh, this is for the fans, by the fans, blah, blah, blah. I called it very early on, and I think a few other fans did too, that was very much every single production of every single TV series or movies ever always says that, because they want to get the fans on board. So when they're saying it's going to be like darker and like not for kids, it's more for the adult fans, they're well aware, I think, that only the adult fans and long-time fans were going to be hearing that presentation. Most of the, I guess, kids and family people, the general audience, weren't really watching those press conferences. So I was very weary about that. I wasn't really taking that, taking them on their word when they said that. Yeah, it's not really that different. I was really hoping, actually, it would be very, very, like, a complete new take on the story from the manga, but they've taken a lot of cues from the anime, which is good, because like I like the old anime, of course, but I'm a bit disappointed that this is kind of a chance for them to do something new and fresh, but they still like they used the ribbons from Sailor Moon's transformation in the old anime. While that's awesome in the old anime, that was something that was created for the anime. It's actually not in the manga at all. So I was kind of wanting to see a transformation that was more manga based, I guess, and, yeah, because, I don't know, I thought this was the chance to do a complete refresh, but they still kind of hung on to a lot of things from the old anime, which was a bit regrettable, I think. Sailor Moon's voice actress is kind of an example, too, where they recast everyone, but they still didn't kind of make that leap and go for a completely all-new cast with a new Sailor Moon, even though, you know, she's quite good in the role. It's not as new and as fresh as I think a lot of people were hoping for, but it still is quite different. Like, the music, of course, is different, new composer. The music isn't as memorable as I think the old music, because I think it's also maybe it's a generational thing, too. I think a lot of music in old anime, they were they were more like tunes, memorable kind of tunes and themes, which were just kind of thrown into the background of cartoons. It's the same in like Western cartoons and Japanese anime too, like from the 80s and 90s. The music was a very similar kind of style. You'd have lots of memorable different tunes and just thrown together. But a lot of recent series, they're going more for like it's like theatrical movie kind of background music, which is like much more subtle. And unfortunately, while it's good, after you finish watching the episode, you can't really remember much of the themes. So I'm hoping we will get some memorable themes. Even the transformation music is great, but again, not really memorable. I can't really imagine it off the top of my head. But I do like it a lot more than the original Japanese transformation music, which I always thought was quite cheesy. This music is actually very much closer to the English dub of the 90s anime. Much more superhero-y, much more classical, what's the word? Renaissance kind of thing, like Greek god kind of feel to it, which I really, really like, and I always liked in the English dub music. So, I don't know, I think the music is better overall, but it's not, it's a very different style. It's not as memorable, I don't think, as the original yet, but we'll see. I guess as we watch more and more episodes, we will remember it more. I did really like the sound design, though, in this episode. There's a scene where Usagi and Mamoru, in the subtitles and in the new dub that's going to be happening, they're using the Japanese names, which might be confusing for some, but that's why I'm saying Usagi and Mamoru here. So Usagi and Mamoru, they're on when they meet on the street, I love the sound design. There's like lots of background noise and cars and traffic and stuff, which I thought was a really, really nice touch. Yeah, so they had that in the old anime too, but the new one I thought was a lot more, I guess, detail was put into this the sound. And I'm hoping when we get a release, it'll be like 5.1 surround. Because most anime, they're kind of stereo, which is disappointing, and the English version is always surround. So I'm hoping that we do get a lot of that effort that's put into the sound design here, released in proper surround, when it gets released on Blu-ray, which is happening. They've already announced the Blu-rays for the entire series, happening like a month apart, I think. And I got links to all those other Japanese Blu-rays anyway on moonkitty.net in the shopping guide. No information for Western or non-Japanese releases have been announced yet, but, you know, they are going to happen. We just have to wait for it. But with a year until all 26 episodes have been released, we might be waiting. I don't know. It's hard to tell. They could do it while it's still airing, though. I think waiting until it's all finished would be smart, because then we could get complete series sets. Though of course, I guess they want to make as much money as they can, so they're going to be maybe doing a few episode, maybe 4 or 5 episodes per disc release. But we'll see. Nothing's been announced yet for Blu-rays and DVDs outside Japan. What did I think of this design? The visuals, okay, so let's do characters first. So the character designs, I'm not really a fan of, as I think a lot of people are thinking the same thing. I know it is based off the manga design, but there are still in a lot of scenes I really can't see the similarities at all. Even though technically when you put them side by side, you say like, oh yeah, the spacing is the same between the eyes and all that kind of thing. But I think maybe they did it too literally, that it looks different. Which is hard to explain, I know. But, yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of the design is a bit wonky. There are a few lazy eyes happening. I think Usagi's mother, in the first shot that she's in, her eyes are, like, looking in different directions. And there are a lot of scenes where just the facial expressions in general look a bit emotionless, which is more of a thing of, I think, a lot of modern anime series, where it's very expensive now to make a series, especially in Japan with the economy the way it is, blah, blah, blah. And, there's a lot of budget cuts being taken, a lot of cost-cutting measures done, and you can see it here. Even though the quality of this episode of Sailor Moon Crystal is a lot higher than, say, some other modern series like Fairy Tail, for example, this looks a lot better than an average episode of Fairy Tail, but there's still some scenes, for example, when Luna comes into Usagi's bedroom and Usagi's looking at her, I actually thought the image had broken. I thought the streaming had stopped or something, but it was just her looking in shock at Luna. And yeah, it's just it was so motionless. I guess that's a very easy way to save money, I guess. There are quite a few shots too of like looped animations, or maybe they've drawn the head, and the head is still, and the only part they animate is the eyes or the mouth. And great way to save money, but it is quite obvious. They're kind of pushing it a lot more than other series would, I think. And a good example is in the opening credits, which actually I really like. But there's a shot of the each of the inner's heads just looking off into the distance, and then like their full body silhouette looped. And for the most part, like the four inners, they look fine. But when Sailor Moon gets there, like her animation is looped for a really painfully long time. And it's kind of like, come on guys, like that's kind of like what a lot of fan artists do on YouTube when they're making their own animations and stuff. They do the looping, and but that looped for such a long time, and it just looks a bit lazy. But this is a online only anime for now. It's not airing on TV anywhere in the world yet, as far as I know. I'm pretty sure it's not. So they're not getting sponsors from major companies to pay for like the animation. I think all the money they're making from it is really from the merchandise that's being sold, Sailor Moon merchandise, and also, I guess, a dealership with Nico Nico Douga in Japan. So anyone who signs up for the premium Nico Nico experience will get, I guess they make money from that. And I guess also, too, like, they make some kind of revenue on Hulu and other sites, streaming sites that show ads. So they make some money from that, too. But again, they're not making as much money right now, I'd imagine, as they are from the old anime. But yeah, there is a bit of lazy animation, and I'm very cautious about future episodes, because in general, first episodes always look a lot better than the rest, because they're trying to make it, basically, you know, suck people in, so they'll tune in next week, week after week, or fortnight after fortnight in this case, to watch more episodes. But we'll see. It might surprise us. And also, a lot of the time, when a series is released on DVD or Blu-ray, they redo some of the animation to make it look better, and they fix a few flaws. But in general, it looks pretty good. I love the backgrounds. I love the episode bumpers. which I thought were very artistic and a very creative episode bumper, usage of bumpers, which can be quite lazy with a lot of recent series. But this was like a wonderful, wonderfully drawn, very, I forget what you'd call it, but very Art Deco, I'm not sure, design of like Princess Serenity holding the cutie moon rod, which doesn't really make sense because they get that in the present day and Princess Serenity is in the past. But it looks beautiful anyway. And even the episode titles, the artwork on those, like everyone's already making them their like mobile phone wallpapers and desktop wallpapers and stuff. Like they're beautiful. And I'm really hoping we get more. Like I'm completely fine if we just have the same bumpers for the rest of the series. But it would be great if they put in some like new episode bumpers for every episode. Yeah, so overall, like I really, really liked this episode. It's exciting. The subtitles weren't the best quality. The subtitles were quite bad, actually, I thought. There was some just plain bad English. It's like it says, cat can talk when Luna comes in her bedroom. Stuff like that. Random capitalization in the subtitles for the opening and ending theme songs, which both songs I really like, especially the closing one, by the way. Yeah, but again, don't be concerned about those subtitles, because when the subtitles are done by the Japanese companies, when they release it on DVD and Blu-ray outside Japan, normally those subtitles are done by the DVD or Blu-ray company. So I'm guessing Viz will be doing those because they have the rights to release it. And their subtitles are normally pretty good quality. I'm assuming, and I'm hoping and I'm praying when they release it, that it won't have the Japanese honorifics. So it won't be like, Usagi-san, and all that. It'll just be like Usagi, which is the way it should be. Yeah, so I'm pretty happy overall with it. And it's great to see the fandom alive again. Like, I know just going by visits to my website, which I've done 10 times what they were a week before Sailor Moon Crystal aired. It's great to see people from all sides of the fandom, the old fandom, the new fandom coming in. And there are people who I think have not watched Sailor Moon since they saw it on TV in the 90s. And they've jumped back saying, thinking it's like, oh, it's like my childhood reborn again, which is fantastic. Major news websites have picked up Sailor Moon Crystal. And I'm really hoping this keeps up for the whole run of the series and doesn't just fall off. That's about it. Very, very exciting. So basically, yeah, the next episode, which will be airing as I record this in a few hours, episode 2, or Act 2, as they're calling it, has Sailor Mercury in it. And then Act 3, which will be on the 2nd of August, has Sailor Mars, which is very nice. So they're speeding through it very, very much at the manga rate. So don't forget, yeah, you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Pinterest, all the different social networking sites. Let me know what you thought about it. And make sure to share this with your friends. Tell your friends that Sailor Moon is back. Very, very exciting times. And if we make the success, then odds are we will get more and more episodes in the future. And of course, I will be trying to keep up to date with content on the site. This afternoon, I'm going to be sitting down and just doing 5-6 hours working on episode guides, character guides, things like that for the site, just to make information about Sailor Moon Crystal easier to find for everyone who's searching for it. Because we don't really have an official English website, unfortunately. So it's really up to us fans to spread the word and support the series as best we can. Which means watching it on the official websites on Hulu, Neon Alley, Crunchyroll, Nico Nico. And so those four websites really are the official sources to watch it. It is not up on YouTube officially. If you see it on YouTube, you can actually report those websites directly to Viz. Don't support those YouTube uploads, because it's taking away views from the official sites, which is what we need to get more and more episodes of Sailor Moon Crystal made. And, I don't know, fingers crossed, if it does really well, we might get a movie. And how cool would that be? So yeah, that's about it for Sailor Moon Crystal. Yeah, site-wise, not too much is happening. I've gone through and I've cleaned up a lot of MoonKitty.net, made it a lot more easier to navigate. I got a lot more of the important stuff, or the big stuff that people want to find out about, on the sidebar now, in a much easier, cleaner format, with more streamlined images and links and text, which make it a lot easier to find things on there. So in other news, some of you may have heard this already if you follow me on Twitter or Facebook. Yeah, I'm the new editor at the anime section on about.com. So I've already kind of abused my privileges a little bit and put Sailor Moon Crystal front and center on the main page of the anime section on about.com. I'm really trying to promote it as much as I can. But I've also been doing other articles on Dragon Ball, Studio Ghibli, Fairy Tail, Pokemon, and lots of different other anime series too. So if you are interested in what I think about other anime series that aren't connected to Sailor Moon, go and check me out on about.com in the anime section. I'll be doing lots of different anime reviews and previews, and even a few exciting interviews coming up that I can't really talk about right now until they're published. But stay tuned for those. But some of them actually are a bit Sailor Moon related. So that's about it for now, guys. Thanks very much for listening. If you haven't, please subscribe to this podcast on Stitcher or on iTunes. Take your time to do a rating, because that will really help kind of promote this podcast more and make it more and more popular. And I will try to be doing an episode every week. If life gets in the way, I'll be trying to do it at least every 2 weeks. That way I can talk about each episode. Thanks for watching, guys, and I'll see you next time.